WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Hurricane season is just around the corner, so many WeatherBrains listeners will soon be reading tropical weather discussions. A term you will probably see if we have any strong hurricanes is eyewall replacement cycle. These are also called concentric eyewall cycles. They naturally occur in intense tropical cyclones, generally with winds greater than about 115 miles an hour. That's typically Category 3 or higher. When tropical cyclones reach this intensity and the eyewall contracts or is already sufficiently small, some of the outer rain bands may strengthen and organize into a ring of thunderstorms or an outer eyewall that slowly moves inward and robs the inner eyewall of needed moisture and angular momentum. Since the strongest winds are located in a cyclone's eyewall, the tropical cyclone usually weakens during this phase as the inner wall is choked by the outer wall. Eventually, the outer eyewall replaces the inner one completely, and the storm can then re-intensify. It's interesting to note that the discovery of this process was partially responsible for the end of the U.S. government's hurricane modification experiment called Project Storm Fury. This project set out to seed clouds outside the eyewall, causing a new eyewall to form and weakening the storm. When it was discovered that this was a natural process due to hurricane dynamics, the project was quickly abandoned. Almost every intense hurricane undergoes at least one of these cycles during its existence. Hurricane Allen in 1980 went through repeated eyewall replacement cycles, fluctuating between Category 5 and Category 3 status several times. Hurricane Juliet, which occurred in the Pacific in 2001, was a rare documented case of triple eyewalls. So I guess an eyewall replacement is something more complex than just going to the eye doctor. Got a question about the weather? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.